The future of transportation is electric.
Gas prices have hit a new record high in America and expected to keep rising.
We need to make sure that it becomes relatively more attractive to have an electric vehicle instead of a gas
vehicle. Want gas prices to go up and oil prices to go up.
You need it to reflect the true cost of carbon.
Number one, no more subsidies for fossil fuel industry. No more drilling on federal lands. No more drilling, including offshore. No ability for the oil industry to continue to drill, period. Ends.
Record high gas prices. The national average now at $4.29 a gallon, a 60-cent hike in just 1 week.
The president is really focused on making sure that people are not hurt at the pump.
Several around L.A. that are more than $6 a gallon.
If you drive an electric car, this would not be affecting you, clearly.
There's no sound or fume.
How many barrels of oil does the U.S. consume per day?
I don't have that number in front of me.
So how do I know it's actually working?
What is the Granholm plan to increase oil production in America?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
Perhaps if you let the market work in this respect, people will feel pain. They'll take a second look at that Ford F-450 gigantoid truck. They'll reconsider a Tesla.
I'm willing to pay $4 a gallon. Hell, I'll pay $15 a gallon. Because I drive a Tesla.
I have a Chevy Bolt. That is my car. I lease a Bolt and I lease solar panels. So I drive on sunshine, girl.
Record-breaking prices at the pump nationwide.
One of my favorite topics, electric school buses.
Electric school buses that have big batteries underneath it.
Yes, we are very excited about electric school buses.
Yeah, some prices are as high as $7 a gallon.
You usually can smell it and you can hear it. You can hear the guzzling sound.
People from rural to suburban to urban communities can all benefit from the gas savings of driving an EV.